So we are going to read, Rav will move on to an article, social article from Rabash concerning love of friends. Rav, we can't hear you.
First, dissemination and correcting the world in the last generation. And towards the end, we'll read the Rabash social article, so we'll have it for the day.
All right, so we're moving on to the subject of connecting the world in the last generation. The last generation. We're going to read chosen excerpts. We're starting from item 19. We'll remind you that you can ask questions in our website, and we can ask these questions during the lesson. So excerpt number 19 from The Nation, the newspaper by Bala Sulam. The measure of egoism inherent in every creature is a necessary condition to the actual existence of the creature. Without it, it would not be a separate and distinct being in itself. Yet, this should not at all deny the measure of altruism in a person. The only thing required is to set distinct boundaries between them. The law of egoism must be kept in all its might, to the extent that it concerns the minimum existence. And with any surplus of that measure, permission is granted to waive it for the well-being of one's fellow person. Again, the measure of egoism inherent in every creature is a necessary condition in the actual existence of the creature. Without it, it would not be a separate and distinct being in itself. Yet, this should not at all deny the measure of altruism in a person. The only thing required is to set distinct boundaries between them. The law of egoism must be kept in all its might, to the extent that it concerns the minimum existence. And with any surplus of that measure, permission is granted to waive it for the well-being of one's fellow person.
I don't see any questions, meaning the whole desire that with it we take care of ourselves on something essential to exist, it's not called a desire that separates us from the Creator, because by this I take care of my beast. It's not praised or not looked good at. We take it in the minimum way. In this way, I take care of myself. That's why it doesn't belong to the ego. Ego above the ego is above my necessities. Here we can see in a person as much as he brings himself up, raises himself or not. And also here we can't really calculate whether I eat 300 grams of bread or I can really eat 200 grams, so that means I'm an egoist. That's not true. It's not correct. We need to learn how we take all of our desires into account. How much yes, how much no. And it's actually not quantity of pleasures I receive, but who am I receiving these pleasures for? Because if it's in order to bestow, so the more I receive and enjoy, the more pleasure I give the Creator. That's why the correction has to be, who is enjoying what I am doing? Keep going. No questions. Oh, Santiago, yeah. Santiago.
Sí, amado Rab, ¿cuál sería entonces una medición?
Beloved Rav.
Debo dar rentas, suelta mis deseos.
Audio is bad. Repeat, please.
¿Cuál sería la medición? ¿Cuál sería la medición hasta dónde debo llevar mis deseos en la materialidad.
What is the measure by which I should use my corporeal desires?
No measure. You can use the whole world only in the intention to bestow. There are no limitations on the desire, only on the intention. If you exchange your intention from receiving to bestowing, you're unlimited. That's actually the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of receiving, I have to receive the whole world. I have to enjoy everything just with the intention to bestow, that by this I'm giving contentment to the Creator. Okay? Keep going.
Excerpt number 20 from the writings of the last generation by Bala Sulam. The religious form of all the nations should first obligate its members to bestow upon each other.
Meaning bestowing to the others, that's called religion. That, to begin with, that's what we had, what Abraham taught all the Babylonians. Only mutual bestowal. Love your friend as yourself. Yeah?
To the extent that the life of one's friend will come before one's own life, as in love your friend as yourself. One will not take pleasure in society more than a straggling friend. This will be the collective religion of all the nations. Besides this, each nation may follow its own religion and tradition, and one must not interfere in the other.
Meaning, what we today are divided into all kinds of religions, beliefs, different groups. There's thousands of them around the world. Not just Christianity and Islam and Judaism. There are more. So he says that it's not important. Leave it the way it is. That has nothing to do with spirituality. The true religion is the religion of bestowing, that we bestow to one another in an unlimited way. Bestowing to the others is the religion. To what limit, to what form? Till you reach love thy friend as thyself. As yourself. That has to be your example, that you have to love others like you love yourself, and no less. Then in that way, we reach correction. Also here, no questions. That's interesting. Because it's very practical. That if we don't get closer to them, we don't get closer to the Creator or spirituality. Focus group.
Well, it's not so clear how he says that every nation can go with its own tradition and religion. If every religion, one of the things it's talking about is the relation to others and to the upper force, how can you maintain the two things simultaneously?
That's not important. After we determine that the main thing is love your friend as yourself, that is the general religion, mutual bestowal, bestowing to the others. So the rest are just customs. Customs, that's what you have in all kinds of religions or beliefs. Or they make idols or certain prayers, or all customs. There's nothing in that. It has nothing to do with what the Creator is demanding of us, and each one towards the other. And from all those to Him.
So it turns out that the religion of bestowal empties the traditional religion.
No, why is it emptying it? What's in a certain regular religion that the bestow takes away from it.
If, say, previously I believed in a statue through which I connected the upper forest, now it empties this for me. It's saying, no, only through others you can relate to it.
No. You can also be in that. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He writes this for a reason. We have to understand this. He says that every nation can keep its religion. It doesn't stop it from reaching Gemar Tikkun. And all the actions that remain are corporeal, that gradually they disappear from our feeling. Because we, by connecting between us, start feeling more and more of a spiritual reality. And it doesn't disturb us. It doesn't disturb us. What do I care if you have this habit and he has those habits and I have such habits? Only to sustain reality, society, to give it a framework.
Previously, these words had the air quotes spiritual meaning. Now it no longer has the spiritual meaning.
Correct. It weakens them, but still we see how they resist. All religions are against the wisdom of Kabbalah. And first of all, Judaism. What can you do? It'll be clarified.
So what does it mean when he writes that every nation may go with its own religion and tradition? The question is, will there be any room for religion in a reality where everything changes?
In the end, I don't know if something like that will happen, but for now, through the path of correction, it can take place. Once we understand that in the customs, that it's actions that have to connect between us on a corporeal level, only the beastly level, so they do have an ability to take place and help us drawing to the nation to the other actions. But that's under the condition that we perform spiritual actions. Otherwise, you'll always have a struggle between Kabbalah and religion. Because here, religion, he says, that you exchange self-love to the love of others. Oh, here are questions. Okay. Let's say Asia.
I wanted to scrutinize about the thing, the matter of the life of his friend is before his own life. Is this literal? Or, as you said previously, that first comes the fifth?
I don't understand.
You mentioned about the necessity of food to keep your elementary life. That is very important. But this contradicts the sentence that he says, that the life of his friend precedes his own life.
I don't understand what you're saying. Why are you repeating it? Also, first I heard it. What don't you understand?
What is the meaning of the sentence, the life of one's friend will come before his own life?
Because obviously it's like that. If it's in order to bestow, so his desire comes before yours. How does he explain that if you have one pillow, you have to give it to your friend?
But there's a difference between a pillow and life.
I don't think it's like that. It's completely, that's what you were asking about. Okay.
about life. It's important.
It depends what degree you measure life from. Let it go.
Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Знаете, есть такое ощущение, что Бальсулам это пишет, потому что он хочет, как бы, чтобы люди не думали, что наука Каббала.
Бальсулам says it as if he doesn't want people to think that the wisdom of Kabbalah takes something from them, a religion or whatever it'll be. That maybe I'm mistaken.
Не выдумывай. Все, свои догадки можешь ставить при себе.
А можно задать вопрос?
That's wrong. If Bala Sulam writes, he writes it from the, because it's true, and he doesn't make these fun of anyone or so that people think this or that. No, that's a problem with the Kabbalists. They can't be politicians because he writes it for generations. It's an instruction for people who have to know what the truth is. And you have to believe him this way. He's not like you.
Спасибо. Есть ли разница между людям, которые приходят к Каббале?
Thank you. Is there a difference between people who reach Kabbalah like us and people
по отношению к религиям, скажем?
The rest of the people, like compared to religion.
There is a difference, but what he is intending is the truth, what he writes. But your problem is you don't understand what he's writing. I'm telling you, believe me, you do not understand what he's writing.
French.
Hi. How do I check internally how to know if my intentions are correct?
You can only check this with your friends. Simply, I'm not telling you practically, only in the group, that's all. That's why you have no actions, spiritual ones, that don't occur among the friends, the members of the group. You don't have any. Whatever is outside the group, it can be customs, but true spiritual actions to correct the soul are only between the parts of the soul. These 10 parts are your 10 friends that are with you together. That's all. This is why there are no doubts here, nothing else. The more you understand, see, feel, the judge has what his eyes can see. That's what you should do.
Focus group.
Focus group.
I have a few questions from the internet. Eli from New York is asking, what does it mean to feel yourself part owing?
Half and half. Performs one mitzvah, performs one transgression, as he explains there. That's why it's called half and half. Next question.
From Israel, what does it mean to hold on to connection with the friends except for performing our meetings during the day? What else?
To care about the meetings, we can take a person from somewhere who will be in charge of the meetings, like an usher, secretary.
Except for the meetings, what else can we do?
So the meetings are not, setting the meetings doesn't mean we're doing anything. How do we fill these meetings in our inclination to connect the hearts? So that, let's say, yesterday we started, or even the day before, we started reading the articles by Rabbi Shan to keep them as much as possible. That's it.
Student from Nahariya is asking, who determines what the necessity in our ego is?
The Creator opens it, and man, by his work, determines to what extent of the ego that the Creator opened he will use.
Question from Israel. Do we need to perform any corporeal corrections in our world in order to advance to spirituality?
No. No. Everything is discerned in thought, as the verse goes.
Student from asking is asking, why does Baal HaSulam want to use the word religion and cause confusion instead of just saying Kabbalah?
Because this is religion. This is called religion, as he says in the article, the essence of religion and its purpose. Read it again. The essence of religion and its purpose. Then you'll understand what religion means. All the rest are customs. Physical actions by your hands and feet and your mouth. It's not the heart. It's not in your desire. These are called customs. Habits.
Question from Israel. What does it mean that you got the permission to give up for the others? Is that a choice or a permission?
I can't say that because we haven't learned it yet. What's the difference between the two? A choice is when a person can choose. Permission is given from above. One is from above, the other is from below.
Last question from Haifa. Why does it say love your friend as yourself and not more than you?
There's no more than that because you don't have a different kli. As yourself, you have the kli for that. More than you, you don't have the kli. We can say, I love him more than I love myself, but it's impossible. There is no such reality. Holland 1.
Yeah, about the excerpt that we just read, that Baal HaSulam said that the religious form for all the nations, that they should be obligated for its members to bestow upon each other. Is this because through this action of the nations, they also attract reforming light?
Vadai. Vadai is lo rak anachnu.
Of course, it's not only us. We have to be connected to the entire humanity. And through us, they have to receive the light. That's why it's called Israel. Li Rosh. I have, or I own a head. Because through the Rosh, they get all the lights. And the lights are actually revealed in them rather than in Israel, in us. Because their coarseness is much greater than ours. And we receive by force, by potential, they practically get it. Yes.
Okay, because it was not clear what are we then transforming through our pipe to them, if they can attract the reforming light. But it is actually because of their deficiency that they can pull the light through our...
They can't draw the light that reforms. They are incapable of that. No. They don't have a connection with the Creator if it's not through the Rosh. And we don't have a connection to the Creator if our intention is not to pass it on to the nations of the world, which are the coarseness we have to correct. So it turns out that we can't without the nations of the world, and they can't without us. We have to organize the right connection between us, in a way, between Israel and the nations of the world, that together we may turn to the Creator, we in potential and they in practice.
So this is actually a practical advice from Baal HaSulam to the nations, so that the people come closer to us, because we already come closer to them, because we need that efficiency. But also they will have a need for people like us.
The nations of the world themselves cannot come closer to us. It's rather us that have to come closer to them and to explain a bit. And the main thing is to bestow lights upon them. And then by that they'll become wiser and understand that in the connection with us, we together, them and us, we can turn to the Creator with a common deficiency, and then we will receive all the light of Ein Sof within our common vessels.
So,
Yofi, Sof Sof. Achshav,
good, finally. Now,
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Pregunta de diseminación.
Question about dissemination.
Despertar una carencia en el público y llenar su deseo.
What's the balance between awakening a deficiency in the public or filling their desire?
There's a difference, of course. Filling their desire is to fill their desire, and to awaken a desire is awakening a desire. It's opposite actions and opposite results. But we need both intermittently. Latin 4.
Rap, la diferencia del otorgamiento entre la religión del mundo y la Kabbalah está en la intención y la dirección de la intención.
The difference between bestowing in religion or Kabbalah is in the intention and the direction?
Yes. Yes.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
The method of Kabbalah is a special startup. It speaks about a person's change of perception towards reality and not something else. Right now in the nation, because of all the mess going on with Corona and everything, everybody's blaming everything, blaming everybody, governments, right, left, nobody's looking inside. My question is how, by disseminating connection to humanity, will even let them accept the wisdom of Kabbalah, giving them a completely different approach than what they got used to.
So what do you recommend?
I'm trying to understand, when we disseminate connection,
yes,
to the people,
yes,
and through this connection they are supposed to like change a disk, change the software. Otherwise, they can't even relate correctly to what's happening.
So what else, or how else will you publish this to them?
I don't know, because if I say it in the simple way it is, so...
You know what, write it down, send it to us. Maybe it will be something great. Go ahead. Do it. Something close to the people, so that they'll know that if they'll do it, they'll succeed. So it will seem that they will see that the beginning and the end, everything is in your suggestion. Go ahead. I don't see anything closer, even though it's unpleasant, than to talk about connection. This is clear to them. And you can explain it with all kinds of natural examples.
Connection, yeah, but how can it... Connection, you can disseminate the benefit they'll get from being connected. But how will it change their software and their attitude? Because in Kabbalah, I have to change, and nobody wants to change. We can't hear it even, this message, so...
Connection includes mutual changes among everyone. Yes? That if we wish to be saved from the coronavirus and all these things, well then we have to change in the attitude between us. The relation between us is probably ruining everything. People accept this. Religions, all religions and all faiths accept this. It's relatively clear. It's just that people don't want it. So on the one hand, our explanation. On the other hand, the blows that will come more and more. And then in a certain state, they will understand that connection is the salvation.
So it's not that I have to change, not that a person has to change, it's between us.
When I'm talking about the connection between human beings, should the connection change or should humans change?
That's my question.
How can a person connect to another without a change inside? Previously, he pushed the other away. Each one lived within himself. Now we're talking about each one having to relate to his environment, to connect to it. By that, we reach a state of one man and one heart.
Connection to them is connection. We're speaking about a different connection.
No. What are you talking about? A different connection? No, we don't need a different connection. If they'll connect, just as they know that they shouldn't harm each other, even just not to harm each other, that's enough. You know, that it's forbidden. Well, then you'll see that how much everything will change. Immediately. Only that.
How can you explain that a person, by going out and not harming others, he won't get harmed by it? Because he feels that he's protecting himself. He sees other reasons to all his problems outside of him. He doesn't say that it's an upper force or nature. He's light years away from this, because right now everybody's blaming everybody, and it's just increasing the hate.
I don't understand you. I really don't. I only understand one thing, that people may hear. This doesn't push them away. They can laugh. They can say, oh, come on, what is this, a children's game? But they won't hear it as a bad thing, something against them. This is why you can publish it to the whole world, to all religions, all faiths, all nations and everything. That connection will save us from the coronavirus and in general from all the different trouble. You can say, okay, but no one can really object to this. They can laugh at you, but they won't object it. Because a person understands, we also teach our children that it's best to be nicely connected in a good way. This will bring peace to the world. In short, do you have any other way? Write it down. We'll be happy to read it and maybe we'll implement it.
Holland
again. Well, let's finish with the Dutch.
Thank you, Rav, for the second chance. I'd like to continue what
I understood that you weren't fulfilled by that answer. Go ahead.
No, it's still not quite clear because when we research shows that when people start a day with bestowing upon others, their whole day is better. They feel better. It's common knowledge. So when we talk about our message and we end the message, for example, with just start your day with bestowing, find out for yourself how this works. This is how we invite them to start the work. And this was what was my question about. If they do these actions, do they attract this reforming light? Come they closer to us in a way that we can, because there's a huge gap, what Roy also says, between what we want to convey in our message and where they are. But can they come already a bit close by this, by hearing us or...
Why not? If people come closer to each other, in a nice and good way, in a manner that is good for everyone, and they really think about it, then they're already performing the first half of the software. That's called love your friend as yourself. That's it. Out of reaching this, well then, there's the next step. Love the Lord your God, the Creator. The Creator is what includes everything, the sum total of everything, the general force that clothes in them. And you can be certain that it will happen. There's no efforts required there. What we have to reach is love your friend as yourself, period. Forget about the Creator. You need this love, the love of human beings. And from love of others, you come to the love of the Creator. That's how it works.
Tov.
Okay. I don't know what else. Oh, Galil West. Haven't had them yet.
Rav, in this corona period, there's a lot of uncertainty, and it brings a lot of fear. How do we turn this fear into love?
Fear of what?
Fear of uncertainty, of understanding what's going on here in this process.
Well, of course, the Creator does that on purpose. Otherwise, would you pay any attention to all of my words, all of the texts by Kabbalists, what they write? Without the fear, you won't move. And more and more, it's better if you have the fear. I wish you do. Okay, Moshe, we have to